We started off with a major trip to Fort Leonard with this week.
We did. The Senate floor leader, majority floor leader, he and the Speaker pro tem were very good about allowing the Senate to recess a little bit early and made the journey to Fort Leonard Wood. And I think there was like 24, 25 senators out of the 34 that made the journey down there just to impress on the Army. They had a hearing down there and just to express our views and realize how important the fort is to the area and the jobs that it creates. And there's like 2,000 people down there at that event. I mean, the community really turned out big time because it is important. And the federal government's talking about cutting employment considerably down there and cutting like 5,400 jobs down there and the economic impact it would have on the area and in particular Texas County because it's so close, just borders right up to the National Forest around it. So many things Fort Leonard Wood's got going for it, the training it does, the cross training it does. It used to just be an Army base where I spent my basic training at, but now, I mean, they train National Guard there. They train Coast Guard, Navy, Marines, all kinds of cross-training there. And the government's got better with their tax dollars, but they're planning a pretty big hit, and that could have a tremendous effect on the community. So we want to make it be known what it could do. Does industry alone is worth $40 billion a year to the state of Missouri. There's construction going on down there, and that's going to mean $264 million into the local economy. And we also have 36,400 jobs that are directly or indirectly related to that down there. That's a really important part of this for the entire state of Missouri, not just the district, but the entire state of Missouri. So we can't afford to lose these and went down. Senator Brown gave an excellent presentation. Steve Lynch from that area as representative did a great job. Joe Driscoll had his act together, and we made an outstanding presentation to the Army about why they need to leave Fort Leonard Wood alone. And Senator Blunt was there and made the comment, not only do we need the jobs we've got there now, but they need to expand the fort, and we're prepared to do that. And Missouri welcomes that fort. A lot of states don't, but Missouri welcomes them into the state. Great educational facility there with the high school, so it's important to the area.
And Fort has been a major contributor and a major factor, not just for Missouri, as you say, but for the U.S. military for decades.
Yeah, it's been there for 70 years. And my grandfather, who was in the Army, worked down there building barracks. My dad worked down there, who's in the Navy, but came back and did construction work down there. It's just incredible what it does and filters over into Laclede County, all kinds of counties in the area. But Texas County, of course, Pulaski is going to be the big effect. Texas County, I think there's 400 or 500 jobs that are contributed to the fort, just people from Texas County.
Talk about the town of Tyrone, a major tragedy happening.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you just don't understand. My heart goes out to the families involved in the community. And the nice part about rural communities is that we all keep that in the back of our mind, and our hearts are out with them. It's one of those things you just don't understand. Tough deal. And so my heart goes out to it, and you kind of view it from a distance, but still you're a part of it.
Speaking of tragedies, the memorial for former Auditor Tom Schweik was this week.
Yes, it was. We haven't gotten an awfully lot done up here this week due to taking the trip to Fort Leonard Wood and then the funeral Tuesday with our state auditor. Another really sad event, one of those things you just cannot understand. I'm not about to rush to judgment about who did this or who did that, and there will be a full investigation. I think probably, I don't know for sure, but the Highway Patrol will conduct that and see if they can identify what might have led up to this with that. He was a great public servant, incredibly smart, just so brilliant, and did a great job in the auditor's office. He was impartial, and he just made sure those audits came out the way they should. And so we now have a temporary auditor appointed by the governor. Looks like he'll make the appointment for the auditor, and we don't know who at this point.